I sit on the Intelligence Committee. We're a very tiny committee. There are 19 of us, and we deal with the nation's classified secrets. And something that has been abundantly clear under the Obama administration is that there has been influence from the Muslim Brotherhood at the highest levels of power. That's a violent organization from across the world. And so we're raising questions. And we're asking questions of the Inspector General to take a look into it. And let me give you one example. 2 weeks ago, the State Department violated federal law. The State Department granted a visa to a member of a foreign terrorist organization from Egypt. We list this as a foreign terrorist organization on our State Department website. So our State Department broke its own law, our federal law, and granted a visa and brought a foreign terrorist into the United States. Not only did they bring this terrorist into the United States, they took him to the White House. And not only did he go to the White House, he had a meeting with the National Security Council. You don't get any higher than the National Security Council than dealing with the nation's classified secrets. What did this member of a terrorist organization request when he was in the White House 2 weeks ago in violation of federal law? He requested that the United States open up our United States prison and release to the world the mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, the Blind Sheik. And we members of Congress are just asking a question. Why did the State Department do this? And why is this the latest in one series of another outrageous, unbelievable actions on the part of the administration to allow influence by the Muslim Brotherhood at the highest levels of power, the State Department, the White House, the Pentagon, the FBI? Why is this going on? We just want to know. And for that, MSNBC, CNN, all the usual suspects have been lighting after us and saying that we're going after individual personalities and we're being mean to Muslims. This has nothing about being mean to Muslims. There are a lot of people who are Muslims who are upset about radical terrorism, too. We believe that the administration needs to keep the safety and security of the American people number one. And so that's why I'm in trouble now today. So every day I'm in trouble for something. Who cares?